Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. My name is Michelle Strickland, and I'm calling regarding a charge on my credit card, and I'm not sure if it is actually for the Slim Chocolates or something like that.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can try and locate an account for you, ma'am?
Sure. It's 18612.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You said 16812?
18612.
And your first and last name again?
My name is Michelle Strickland, maybe under my husband, Don Strickland.
Okay. I'm not seeing an account. 18612, correct?
18612, yes.
18612. Let me try something different.
I could go back in my checking account. That's how I got this number, and tell you the date and the amount, if that helps.
That was 18612. I'm not pulling up an account with the with that zip code. Can I ask for an email address, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure which one you use.
Let's try phone number first. Let's try phone number.
Phone number would be area code 717 554 3000.
No. Wait a minute.
I'm showing it was 125 of 21, so January 25th.
Nope. There are
$39.94.
Okay, there are two categories I'm doing the search from, so can you repeat the phone number so I can put it in this other?
Sure.
Field.
It's area code 717 554 3000.
No, it's not coming up like that either. Do you have the older number?
All it says is, it looks like it says sugar free, F-R-E, and then it has H-E-L-I-X, and then it has this phone number.
And how much is that amount? Because that doesn't even sound like one of our products.
$39.94. I got this number from the bank transaction.
Okay, because that's what that very next thing was about to say was you may need to call your bank to try and get a number. But if you got that number from us, you have an account. I'm just having a difficult time pulling it up.
Right.
I've tried the phone number. Okay, let's try first name, last name.
Donald, or maybe Don. My last name is Strickland, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if I can pull it up with that. Let's see. Okay, I can't pull it up with that one either. Can we try the last four of the card that was billed?
Oh, sure. That would be, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
1714.
Okay, let me try it in this other field. Still not coming up. Can I have the first six of that card?
Sure. It is. Hold on. Okay, so it's 4305 86.
Let's see. 4305 86. And it ends 1714.
Correct.
And I'm still not pulling up an account. And if by that, having said that, let's see. I may have to have you repeat that. I knew it was going to disappear. Okay, I have 1714 as the last four. Can I have the first six again, please?
Mm-hmm. 4305 86.
And it is not pulling up an account for you, ma'am. I suggest you call the bank back and just verify this number, because sometimes the bank will give clients a number and it'll be a toll-free number that has recycled and is assigned to another client. And the products that you're referring to are that amount. We generally don't have what we normally have, are very small trial prices and very large end of trial prices. And that amount right there doesn't seem like it is one of our products, just by the amount alone.
Well, I'm thinking it's on some sort of a like a direct mail where he's, you know, it's automatically being shipped because he didn't order it.
Yes, but at any rate, I can't locate an account, though. That's the only thing.
Okay.
And I'm putting all the search criterion that I have access to.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for your
help. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.